If history's to be kept alive, it needs help from dedicated volunteers. And all over the country, people who've preserved memories of days gone by have done it in the form of old photos, newspapers, and family scrapbooks. They're filling the archives of local historical societies and uncovering priceless material. In upcountry Maui, volunteer effort has created the Makawao History Museum. And as Museum Director Gail Ainsworth reminded us the other day, Makawao is a perfect place to relive Hawaii's past.
Well, Makawao, unlike most places in Hawaii, is very much preserved. Its character is preserved. The buildings are preserved. It's a delight to walk through the town. And you can just feel the history by walking through. And the area, too, we still have agriculture. We still have ranching. We have a wonderful rodeo and parade. I mean, I could go on, and I will.
Well, but the idea is that it has been kept alive more than places that have been kind of overrun by the modern world, yeah?
Well, that's true. And I think there has been a real pride in Makawao by its residents. And so they want to talk about it. They want to share that. And they want to share it to all local people, not, you know, the people who come into our museum are from all over the place. They're certainly tourists, too, but also local people from around Maui and Oahu, and we get people from all over the place, and they find this history fascinating.
What brought people to Makawao originally? What was the attraction about that part of the island?
Well, you know, if we go back to ancient times, it was the site of a Hawaiian village, so mm-hmm. It started there. And when the Chinese immigrants came, they did a lot of things. We have Chinese Paniolo and whatever, but they also were storekeepers and a variety of things. But, you know, Makawao is really known for its Portuguese immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they came to Makawao, it started with the sugar industry, as all immigrants to Hawaii were connected to.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were recruited from Portugal. But they actually didn't come from the main body of Portugal, at least most of them. They came from Madeira and the Azores.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
And these are the archipelago on Portugal. And they're very rocky and mountainous. So their land was at a real premium. And so when the Portuguese came to Maui to work in the sugar fields, they often had a dream of being able to own land to farm and ranch. So when their contracts were up, some of them, certainly not all of them, but some of them pursued that dream. And so where was the perfect place geographically and climate-wise?
Yeah.
Makawao. And so we have been noted for a very long time as a Portuguese community.
And so with that heritage comes all kinds of things, including styles of food. You always see that reflected in an immigrant community, don't you?
Oh, we love our bean soup and malasadas. And we do today have a very active Portuguese community association.
What kind of things would we see on a visit to the Makawao History Museum? What are some of the artifacts of the different ethnic groups that pass through there?
Well, we're proud of our Paniolo background.
Sure.
And so we have a wonderful saddle that is adorned in the Hawaiian way with rawhide.
Uh-huh.
And we have other leather things. We have not just ranching, but polo. We're well known for our polo. We have two different polo seasons. And so we have photos and items related to polo. And we've got wonderful biographies of Portuguese people. And also, I don't want to say we're all Portuguese. We've got Chinese and Japanese and Filipino. And all those cultures are represented at the museum.
And I see where you're doing exhibits going by sort of according to ethnic groups. An exhibit of the Hawaiians, the Chinese, the Portuguese, et cetera, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have our regular exhibit, and which I must say, I really have to brag a little about this, because we're a small museum. When you come in, it It is so well presented that people enjoy it, even kids. We've got things for kids. We've got a 5-foot-tall horse and various things, so we do welcome everybody, and everybody sees something in it. However, we wanted to not just have our regular exhibits. We wanted to be able to have some changes so that we could get more people in for the second, third time or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And so we started with our first, which was about Haleakala Dairy, and then we have grants now to do all the different ethnic groups, and we're just about finished with the Hawaiian one. And our Hawaiian one is related to Hawaiian music. And so, as you know, Hawaiian music related to Makalau.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very, very interesting.
Well, there's a real connection between Hawaiian music and the whole Paniolo tradition, because that's where the guitar came from.
That's very true. I can't believe how successful we've been from the very beginning. We're not even a year and a half old, and we have had so many things going on. And we've done tours of the museum as well as the town. We've had talk story sessions. Makua has a third Friday event every month, and we have special activities related to that.
Uh-huh.
And we're now thinking about moving toward oral histories. So in that sense, we're definitely growing. We're not just a museum. We have all sorts of program things going on.
I think that collecting...
one of our more popular ones, we have a walking tour of Makalau. It's a self-guided walking tour of Makalau.
Uh-huh.
So anybody can come by, pick it up, walk through the town, and be guided through imagining what life is like in the 20s, 30s, and 40s in Makalau.
I think people get a lot out of that, don't you?
I certainly hope so. I do. And as I mentioned before, the town, the center of the town, none of the buildings are any later than the 40s, and most of them are from the 20s and 30s.
That says a lot right there.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Gail Ainsworth is the director of the Makalau History Museum, and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.